Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of Moilili Honganji Mission. Moilili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Our resident minister is the Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani. He and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moililihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activity. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Dr. Douglas Shiraki in memory of Dr. Mitsuru and Nancy Shiraki. Our guest speaker this morning is Reverend Shinjin Kawagoe of Papaiko Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Kawagoe.
When we come to know truly that we are possessed of blind passions and entrust ourselves to the power of the primal vow, we will, on abandoning completely our defiled existence, realize the eternal bliss of Dharma nature. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning, everyone. I'm Reverend Shinji Kawagoe. I'm a resident minister of Papaiko Honganji Mission. Also work for Honomu, Honohina, and Paparo Honganji Mission in Big Island. First, I would like to say thank you for giving me this precious opportunity to share Amida Buddha's teaching with you every year. How was this 2021 for you? How did you spend your time this year? Looking back, how would you describe how your year went? Last year, when I had a chance to deliver my message on this program, I talked about COVID-19's pandemic at the beginning. And now, it's already in December. But we still have a difficult situation due to COVID-19 all over the world. To be honest, I didn't expect this kind of situation. End of last year, I was hoping to have much better situation than now. And now, my country, in Japan, it seems like they have better situation than last year. But in United States, we still have to be very careful to spend our daily life. In my case, I already got booster shot, but I'm still afraid of going outside sometimes. Anyway, last year, after COVID-19 spread all over the world, people began using a word, new normal. Because before and after COVID-19 pandemic, our world, our daily life dramatically changed. So, put it simply, new normal means that our daily life is different from before pandemic. However, let's see, when was the same day as today? Our world is always changing, even little by little, even if you don't realize it. So today must be something different from yesterday, even if you have exactly same routine as yesterday. So even if we didn't have COVID-19 pandemic, our world is obviously different from before. And we need to deal with social changes. We need to try to adjust changes in this world. Again, our world is always changing, even little by little. But in your daily life, it is sometimes difficult to be aware of it. That's why when we have significant incident like COVID-19 pandemic situation, finally, we people strongly realize that, oh, our life, our world is impermanent. Someone said that until now, I was satisfied with my understanding. But my understanding does not save me. It is Amida who saves me. So I think we sometimes need big change to think about our own thing more deeply and sincerely than usual. Because, like this person, how often do you think about your ability or your limitation in your daily life? Actually, I don't do that so often. By the way, I quoted our founder Shinran Shoin's poem at the beginning. I quote, "When we come to know truly that we are possessed of blind passions and entrust ourselves to the power of the primal vow, we will, on abandoning completely our deferred existence, realize the eternal bliss of Dharma nature," end quote. But again, in your daily life, I think we people usually don't think about our own limitation like me. So our blind passions as well. That's why, as a result, it is sometimes difficult to understand or difficult to accept our own reality in this world as it is. And that's why it is necessary we to listen to the Buddha's teachings regularly to see who we are, what we are, and why we are. So after they encountered Buddha's teachings, they may realize that, oh, I didn't see myself, my own situation as it is because of my blind passions. If you want to accept the reality or your situation as it is, first, you need to know yourself more deeply. But it is not easy way, because we human beings see what we want to see, like me, even if it is not true. So even if someone tells you the truth, if it is inconvenient for you, you sometimes don't want to listen to it carefully. And you sometimes make same mistake. That's why we need the great wisdom which comes from Amida Buddha to see our own situation clearly. Our 8th spiritual leader, Renyo Shonin, said in his book that in the Buddha Dharma, there is no tomorrow. Especially since last year, I think many people strongly realized that, oh, how fragile our life is due to COVID-19 situation. So as a reality, nobody knows when your life will end. That's why, depends on your situation, some people cannot realize they have blind passions, and because of them, they cannot see their reality as it is until the end of their life. But I would like to say that fortunately, we can have an opportunity to listen to Amida Buddha's great wisdom to see yourself more clearly like today. And you need to keep in your mind that Buddhist teaching is not talking about someone else, but it is exclusively talking about yourself. Even I understand that I have blind passions through the teaching. When I reflect on my understanding, it is still difficult to accept the reality as it is. So even I already faced so many realities, I can see that I still don't accept my reality sincerely. But when I read today's quotation, all the time I can feel that I entrust myself to Amida, who surely saves or liberates me through the power of the primal vow, no matter who I am. We still have a difficult situation, and nobody knows how long this situation will take. And I know that some Hongan temples in Hawaii still have only online service. However, I would like to say that fortunately, we can have an opportunity to listen to the teaching and can think how it works for us like today. In my conclusion, I would like to read today's quotation again. When we come to know truly that we are possessed of blind passions and entrust ourselves to the power of the primal vow, we will, on abandoning completely our defiled existence, realize the eternal bliss of Dharma nature. Thank you for listening, everyone. Happy New Year and have a wonderful holiday with Amida Buddha's great wisdom and compassion. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you very much, Reverend Kawagoe, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moilalihongganji.org. Here's some announcement. Tomorrow, Sunday, December 19th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom remembrance service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moilalihongganji Mission. More Zippy fundraiser tickets are available in the office. Please call our office at 949-1659 to order. Tomorrow, Sunday, December 19th, is also the last day of the Dharma School Food Drive. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Dr. Douglas Shiraki, and our guest speaker, Reverend Shinji Kawagoe of Papaiko Honganji Mission. This is your announcer, Sharon Ueunten, thanking you for listening and inviting you to join us again next week when our guest speaker will be Reverend Satoshi Tomioka of Puna Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.